At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is VSiN Tonight with veteran handicappers Matt Youmans and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
We begin hour number three of VSiN Tonight. Dave Ross in tonight for Matt Youmans alongside Wes Reynolds as we get into the third hour. Doug Kazarian is going to join us at the bottom half of this hour. And again, there's so many things to still get to here as we get to the second seasons, obviously in the NHL and in the NBA playoffs. Major League Baseball is underway, and certainly the RBC, as we've been talking about there, down at Harbortown as a PGA Tour. Yes, no time to rest. It's an elevated event that we're seeing down there at Harbortown in the world of golf. So it's not like the week after Augusta where nobody's paying attention. Some of the top players in the world, including Scottie Scheffler, are back teeing it up there. But Wes, I do want to get back to the NBA playoffs, and it does feel like you've got to handicap a little bit differently. And I'm not saying people forget the seeds entirely, but what you saw in the regular season, outside of maybe the Nuggets and the Celtics that feel relatively healthy, there are so many injuries up and down the Eastern and Western Conference rosters of these teams that I think you have to look at that before you look at the 2 or the 7 or the 3 or the 6 and try to figure out, hey, if I'm betting on the healthier team, well, that's why the Pacers have now basically become a pick 'em with the Bucks, because we don't really know about Giannis. That's like with Kawhi in the Clippers and their series where the Mavs have flipped to a slight favorite. These are teams that do not have home court advantage that we're talking about because of the injury concerns that we have. Let's start there with the Clippers and the Mavs, because it feels like it's almost a rite of passage that these two teams now play every year,
right,
in the postseason. Can you just trust the healthier team? And that would be Dallas at this point, because I don't know how you gauge day in, day out what you might get out of Kawhi.
Well, look, that's certainly what the market is doing, because keep in mind, Mavs did win 16 of 18 before they punted the two games. However, when you look at that winning streak, and look, wins are wins, and you can only play the teams that are in front of you, right. I get that. Only one win of those 16 wins came against the current top six seed. And that was on a miracle Kyrie shot to win. So Dallas beat a lot of bad teams down the stretch. The schedule, I think, really kind of broke right for this team. That doesn't mean that they didn't have legitimate improvement that you can really quantify here. But this is still a team that's 22-26 against teams that are 500 or better. That's the worst amongst any of the remaining Western Conference teams. So, you know, the market is certainly supporting that, and I think that's partially on the Kawhi injury. And, you know, there is a little bit of something that the Clippers leave you wanting more. And, you know, I've never really been a total believer in the Clippers, but, you know, when playoff Kawhi is available, they can beat anybody. And, you know, that's the fact that, you know, what do you say? The most important ability is availability.
Absolutely.
And and that is absolutely true here in this case. And look, you know, Luka's played a lot of minutes too. Like, they really max him out on the minutes. And meanwhile, you know, as much as we get on, and the Clippers, I think, are kind of like exhibit A of quote-unquote load management.
Mm.
They do ramp up the minutes in the playoffs, and that's exactly what they're trying to do. Not just Kawhi, but Harden, Paul George. Clippers do have a little bit of a deeper bench here with Westbrook, with Norman Powell coming off the bench. They have guys at the rim, Zubac, who's the starter, Plumlee, as well. So I think they're a little deeper than Dallas. I understand the move to Dallas, and I don't think it's wrong, but I don't know if I'm necessarily going to follow it. Right now on this series.
This is the first game on Sunday. Mavericks are now the favorites by 1.5 at L.A. in game one. Lawrence Frank, of course, an assistant coach, said Kawhi Leonard has not taken contact in practice, just mental preparation.
Mental preparation. Lawrence Frank from Indiana University, by the way, a former manager for Coach Knight.
Yes.
Now the running the Clippers.
So basically what that says to me is, we're just doing walkthroughs with Kawhi.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Lawrence Frank's telling us, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was just walkthroughs.
Yeah.
And I guess that's okay because you'd rather not have him suffer any mishaps at practice. But it's also got to be concerning because this is really up in the air. The other game on Sunday is also a big injury concern, but we know, at least from a betting perspective, Giannis is not going. Indiana is now the favorite. 1-point favorite. This is the second game on Sunday. 1-point favorite in this. And by the way, both these totals, even without potentially Kawhi for game one, definitely without Giannis in game one, still high by playoff standards. 224 for the Mavs and the Clips, 233 for the Pacers and the Bucks. And what this says to me is they still don't believe the Bucks are going to play defense. But if you are Doc Rivers and you don't have your star of stars, you don't want to let this young Pacer team run up and down with extra possessions, right?
Exactly. And look, we know what the Pacers' defense, which is not great, but there is kind of a method to the madness in the fact that they run you off the three-point line.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to beat you at the rim. Well, look, Giannis can do that, you know, and then that's where he's going to score predominantly. So if you're down him, you know, who's going to be that scorer at the rim for the Bucks? Bobby Portis certainly can shoot.
Yes.
But he's not a guy that just can, you know, take it at the top of the key like Giannis can, just drive to the rim and get fouled every single time. And you're also looking at the Pacers. I know these teams haven't matched up since December, so there's going to be a little bit of unfamiliarity, even though they played five times this season, including that in-season tournament game. But there's some unfamiliarity simply because, Doc wasn't the head coach in any of those meetings for Milwaukee. And also Pascal Siakam was still a Toronto Raptor and was not on the Pacers. If you look at the Pacers since March 20th, they've actually had the best offense in the league.
Wow.
And they sit third in net rating. Halliburton's starting to kind of come back because Halliburton hit that slump, I think, kind of in March or a little bit after the All-Star break, really hit that slump. But like, because he killed the Bucks in those meetings, in this series where he was averaging like 27 points, 11 assists, 142 offensive rating. So, I mean, that was like absurd. So he's kind of come back to earth a little bit. But I don't think you could play the Pacers at the price now. I do think they're going to win the series. I have 140, which isn't even near the best number because there are some people that got them $2. This Pacer team, by the way, in terms of their team overs, they averaged 129 a game almost against Milwaukee this year.
Wow.
So Milwaukee could not figure them out at all defensively. Pacers, by the way, also 27-21 against teams 500 or better. That's the second best mark in the East, despite the fact that they are the sixth seed in the Eastern Conference. So you could tell behind Boston, this gets a little topsy-turvy. So, it all depends on how long he's going to be out. We know it's one game, but you know, there is a little bit of that thinking of, is there something they're not telling us?
Right, that it could be longer than just one.
Yeah, are they not telling us it's going to be two or it's going to be three or it's going to be the whole series? Because that's just what you don't know here because it could be a tricky injury. Dame Lillard, by the way, you know, he's been in and out with a groin injury for a couple games. I think he is going to play and they're going to need him to play. But move is probably right to the Pacers here, I think. And I did bet them for the series. I think they're going to win the series. Now, am I going to recommend you bet -110? No. not at this point. Because look, there are still opportunities to get in. Like, yeah. what if the Bucks, you know,
win game one?
What if they have the fallen hero theory, really, yeah, where they play without the star and they get the win? Then all of a sudden, you're getting Pacers plus money on the series. So this is one, you know, maybe get involved in some player props and they become more available and the market kind of shapes up. But nothing for me side or total in game one.
You know, I guess if you're going to become the champs, you're going to have to beat the champs at some point. I was a little surprised that the Lakers went all out to beat the Pellies, and they held on and did just that. And congratulations, you get the reigning defendings in the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah.
Now, I feel like the opinions on this series are all over the map. That some really take away that maybe the Lakers have kind of not figured them out, because regular season results wouldn't bear that out, but that they got closer in their last meeting. And now the Lakers are really primed to push them. And that's why they weren't scared. Because they could have tanked that game and then played one more at L.A. And gotten out of potentially playing the Nuggets. Here you are. The Nuggets got away $3 in the series minus 310. Lakers plus 250. Are the Lakers really live here?
They're live to win a game or two, but not the series. And I would actually lay Denver minus 1.5 on the series spread, which I think is about $1.40, $1.50 right now. Instead of maybe playing that series correct score, that's what I would do here. Denver's the better team. Lakers obviously want to get out and run a little bit. They're number 4 in pace in the NBA, but Denver is 27th. So, you know, is it easier to slow down a fast team or speed up a slow team? Right. I think it's the former when you get into these games. Denver doesn't allow a lot of fast break points, actually, which the Lakers like to get out on the break. Lakers also give up plenty of second chance points, and Denver's a good offensive rebounding team. They've got that guy, by the way, named the Joker.
Heard of him.
Who's going to win the MVP again. So, you know, I just think that he's such a tough matchup for them, and you always have concern about AD in terms of his health. And I know that the Lakers, you know, have been very good in the close games this year, in the one possession games, but they've lost 8 straight here to Denver. Now, they were in the game in the fourth quarter in all 8 of those losses, but I just think Denver, I can't see this going more than 6. They get off to quick starts. The starters are better. I think they're 5-2-1 in that 8-game win streak over the Lakers. They're 5-2-1 in first quarters, and 5-3 in fourth quarters. And those are the two quarters you got to win more often than not in the NBA, the first and the fourth. So that's what I think that they will do here. I do like Denver minus 1.5 on the series spread.
Yeah, to me, it's like it's incumbent upon the Lakers to try to steal one of these first two in the Mile High City. This is where home court really does matter. Some of these series we're talking about, the teams that have the lower seed are actually favored. Mm-hmm. This one, I just don't know that they can win one in Denver. They got to get at least one. If they don't get it early, I don't know that they can hold
serve.
Yeah,
I think
in
LA. It's Nuggets in 6. I think that's what it turns out to be.
Feels like it. We have some other series in the NBA postseason we haven't even mentioned yet. We'll mention those and beyond when you come back with us here on VSiN Tonight.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This This is VSiN Tonight with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
For a limited time, we're offering 2 weeks of our exclusive betting splits for free. Just sign up at VSiN.com/splits. The VSiN betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 5 minutes, so you can see the changes in all the action. Find out what the public is betting based on the number of tickets or the money doesn't match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Take advantage of this limited time offer. Visit VSiN.com/splits now to claim your free 2 week access to VSiN's betting splits. So don't strike out on potential winnings. Visit VSiN.com/splits and start making better betting decisions today. Back alongside Wes Reynolds, Dave Ross here. I mean, look, we get it. You get to the NBA, you get to the second season, all the spotlight's going to go on the big stars. Mm-hmm. We're going to be looking at Joel Embiid, and we're going to be looking, and hopefully Giannis can come back, and we'll find out about Kawhi Leonard. We haven't even mentioned the biggest series of all, Cleveland and Orlando.
Doesn't that feel like that should be on True TV?
It's
going to be the NBA TV series, and no disrespect, but you know, when you have and you look at the matchups in these series, obviously Sixers Knicks is going to get big time treatment. Yeah, that's an old school rivalry,
absolutely.
Two big markets. Lakers Nuggets, because it has the Lakers obviously in the series. Perhaps we are going to get Miami and Boston,
and we'll talk about that massive matchup.
Yep. Obviously, that's a rematch, and then. You know, you're going to have one of those teams is going to be stuck being the NBA TV series, and I think it's probably going to be Orlando and Cleveland. That doesn't mean it's not going to be a good series.
Right. Though. Well, and that's the thing. When you look at these teams here, I felt like Cleveland, they were slotted to be in that two seed for a long time. Didn't end up that way. Obviously, the Knicks ended up getting that two seed. Orlando, early on in the year, felt like, man, maybe they're a team that could surprise a little bit. And we're seeing that Cleveland's almost a $2 betting favorite in this series, minus $1.95 right now. Come back on the Magic if you think they can win, is plus $1.65. Cleveland's had injuries in their own right. Talking about star players and Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
Orlando is that, I wonder if they're the unencumbered team of like, man, we're dogs. Nobody's talking about us. Like, me and Wes aren't even talking about it. Now we are. And they're like, man, what do we have to lose? And we have a rising star in Paolo that maybe a lot of the national casuals haven't really been paying attention to. Could Orlando be a surprise because people just don't pay attention to them?
I understand from a matchup standpoint why Cleveland did this, you know, where they basically against Charlotte pulled their starter. Charlotte was playing
that.
The backups and lost the game and end up getting in this spot, you know, that might be a better matchup schematically and stylistically. But look, I would have rather maybe won the division, been the two seed. And been able to avoid Boston potentially until the finals.
And they got booed heavily at home for that decision.
They did, but you know, Cleveland very very good defensively, as is Orlando. Orlando against like the really top several defenses in the league, I think went 5-10 this year. So it's going to be a little bit difficult for them to find offense. You know, they get to the foul line, but Cleveland doesn't really foul much. And look, Cleveland can be a little bit of a grind offensively as well. But the pressure is on Cleveland. The
yes.
pressure is not on Orlando. And look, Orlando not very experienced in the playoffs. Cleveland at least has more experience with that series they won over the Knicks last year. It's hard to believe they started 2024 once we turn the calendar. Excuse me, it's 17-1.
Wow.
But 11-16 since the All-Star break.
So, struggle city there after the break. And I look at this, too, in game one on Saturday. Magic getting 4.5. You mentioned the defense. Low total here, 207.5. And that the pressure will be on Cleveland at home when basically you said to your fan base, we're going to tank away the second seed because this is the team we want to play for this first-round matchup.
Yes.
Orlando knows that too, right? So I know, hey, if you're just better, Godspeed Cleveland, and we'll find out if this is the right decision. But there's some personal and professional pride that I'm sure Orlando is going to take umbrage with, saying, oh, you wanted us? Now you get us.
That's why I kind of like them in the first game.
Yeah.
I would lean that way. I want to get 5, though. I don't want to take 4.5. So, look, when I think a guy that's going to be maybe big in this series for Orlando is Jonathan Isaac, who started to play a little bit more down the stretch, gives him a, more of a defensive presence, I think, at the rim. So, yeah, look, I haven't decided if I'm going to bet Orlando in the series or not. I think the price is probably actually about right here when you look at it, Orlando getting about 165, 170. But I do kind of like him in game number one here because I do think that that gives the team a little bit of motivation. Like, you know, okay, you know, you basically called us out, so we got to deliver here. And, you know, maybe they'll play loose and they won't play tight necessarily in this first series. So that's what I would be looking for here. I'm going to wait to see if we get five on Saturday, though.
The second Eastern Conference game on Saturday, that Orlando and Cleveland is the first game of the day. The third game of the day and the second in the Eastern Conference is Philly against the Knicks. Now, this is now the 2-7 with Philadelphia playing their way in. Here's what's interesting to me, because Philadelphia, it's almost a pick-em series here across the board, pretty much when you look with Joel Embiid back. And normally what that would tell me is that maybe the road team would be favored. Because we've seen this now in a couple of these other series, right, where because of the injury concerns and such, you're seeing these higher-seeded teams be favored in game one. This is not the case here. The Knicks are three-point favorites. So even though Philly in some places is flipped to the series favorite, in game one, they're favoring the Knicks. Is that simply because of the rest for the Knicks coming in and Philadelphia just had to play that knockdown drag out?
A little bit. And then plus, you know, Embiid, even when he has returned, even though he made a difference down the stretch in the regular season, you know, he's not totally 100%. No. I think that you can see that. Now, is a 90% Embiid good enough to maybe get you to the Eastern Conference Finals? Perhaps. You know, but I just... You know, maybe he puts it together this time and he gets a little bit of a rest. But he did look a little bit slow against Miami. And that concerns me as somebody that took plus or 800 on Philadelphia to win the East. Now, that concerned me. He didn't really leave the paint. He wasn't really getting the – now, part of that was the zone defense that Miami does and that Bam is a pretty good defender down low.
Sure.
But, you know, he was taking some threes. They won the game because the role players, because Nick Batum hit six threes. Nick Batum not going to hit six threes every single time. Knicks, you know, made a lot of changes midseason. They are without Randall. Anunoby, I think, was a difference maker for them if he can stay healthy. But, you know, Tibbs, we know what Tibbs did in Chicago. They go all out in the regular season, then they underperform in the playoffs. So I think the Knicks are good, but I think that they're just a little bit overrated by the market here.
The one seed is the Boston Celtics, and we haven't talked about them because we don't know who they're going to play yet. It's going to be decided tomorrow night. It could be a rematch with the Heat. Now, again, Jimmy Butler, not only will Jimmy Butler not play tomorrow night against the Bulls, they're still point-and-a-half favorites against the Bulls. But it looks like by Shams Charania reporting out of Chicago, he might not be back for weeks. So even if Miami's able to stave off Chicago, they wouldn't have him theoretically for the Celtics series. If you're the Celtics, are you rooting for Miami?
I think probably. I don't think it really matters. I think that they feel like they could beat
Chicago.
We're
going to beat either team, right?
Yeah, I don't
think. I mean, Miami would have been the bugaboo if Jimmy Buckets was playing, right?
Yeah, so I don't think it makes a difference really for him now. So, you know, the Heat may come together and win like one game for Jimmy Buckets, but then I think that they're overwhelmed by the Celtics, so I think that this worked out great for them.
And that's the thing. If you go back to last year when Miami won Game 7 in Beantown, and you had, Jimmy was still hobbled, but he's still Jimmy Buckets. And they had Kyle Lowry, who's not on that roster anymore. He's on Philadelphia. So they had these kind of dogs that, because Boston is still younger. The problem for Chicago in this game against Miami tomorrow is this. They got, I mean, DeMar DeRozan's been around the block. We know they played with Kyle Lowry for years in Toronto, but past that, you got a lot of young guys.
Yeah,
because
Levine, of course, has been out for the season. Yep. Kobe White has really stepped
up.
He's
emerged.
Now, the props might be inflated tomorrow because the guy just had 42 against Atlanta who couldn't guard you or me in the backcourt. I mean, that was abysmal defense.
That was bad.
That was awful. So lean Miami tomorrow. Before we get to break, though, I do got an update on the hockey since it did go final. VGK loses the home finale here at T-Mobile, so they will now be the second wild card And LA Kings, by the way, they make a comeback. They blew a lead, made a comeback, win in overtime over the Blackhawks 5-4. So we do have the other remaining two Western Conference series that weren't set for series prices. So at DraftKings, the Edmonton Oilers -190, the LA Kings +160. And the Golden Knights, who actually, you know, maybe the market certainly thinks that they have the easier matchup now, even though they're against the number one seed essentially in the West, the Dallas Stars.
Wow.
Remember, they knocked Dallas out of the playoffs last year. Dallas Stars -140, Vegas Golden Knights +120. Both of those series, by the way, are scheduled to start on Saturday.
Fascinating. So it's all done in the NHL in the regular season, getting ready to start the second season there. Doug Kazarian is going to drop by next. We'll catch up with Doug, get his thoughts on the NBA in earnest. Come on back. VSiN Tonight continues in a moment.
This is VSiN Tonight with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you haven't done so already, what are you waiting for? Check it out. It's brand spanking new. Still, new car smell still there, Wes, right, for VSiN.com. Best bets, betting splits, exclusive articles, odds by state, betting tools, betting guides. All the articles you can handle get you ready for your betting day, each and every day at VSiN.com. It is always a push because, you know, I get to sit in for Matt Eumanns today, and that means I know you guys always have Doug Kazarian, of course, great sports betting analyst, onlyplayers.com. You can follow Doug as I do on X at Doug Kazarian. Joining us now in the Progressive guest line. There he is, everybody. Give the people what they want. Doug, how are you, my friend? Great to see you. Are you as excited as Wes and I are for the second season in the NBA, despite the rash of injuries that we're seeing to star after star after star?
I am, because I'm an NBA junkie, as Eumanns likes to say. And he asked me a couple of weeks ago, he looked at me, he's like, you still firing live on all that NBA crap or something like that? Just because of all the bad beats and the headache that is the NBA handicapping. But the answer is, yeah, like I'm into it because I think there are opportunities. And you have to, I mean, Dave, you and I have been around a lot while. We're younger than these kids. We're older than these young kids here. So you know, like my fandom is long gone in a lot of ways. So I just try to find opportunities and I don't really complain what's missing, like injuries. And I just try to kind of take advantage of certain situations. And I hope to do that with this landscape that is a little different. Obviously, what do we have? Four lower seeded teams that are favored in the series price is on some of these first round matchups. So it's crazy with the Giannis injury and some of the others. So but you know what? Those provide opportunities, and hopefully we can capitalize on them.
Doug, before we get to those series prices, what about tomorrow's games here? Obviously, injuries affecting both. We have had a flip of favorite with Sacramento. Despite being 0-5 this year, they are favored against New Orleans. And then Miami laying about 2 to the Bulls tomorrow. Both totals have obviously been bet to the under with the play-in tournament now. 12-2 to the under historically. Anything for you that's still bettable now that these lines have been kind of beaten into place?
Yeah, you know, Wes, you bring up the over-unders. It's crazy. It's worth, you know, repeating. So the Bulls-Heat game has gone down 4 points. All right, that makes sense. 209.5 to 205.5. Kings Pelicans, 9 points. Ooh. And it's sitting at 210.5. Just a week ago, guys, they combined for 258 points. And they played five times in the regular season. And the lowest of the five was 222. So I actually think, I mean, you're talking 210.5. I know no Zion. I know the magnitude, but you know, we've seen 22 play-in games. So far, 15 have gone under. And I even dove deeper and tried to say, what about the actual elimination games of the play-in? Like the other night, we had one elimination game and then one sort of like, you know, one team went into the playoffs, the other one just moved on to the Friday's play-in. Those are about 50-50 in terms of overs or unders. So the market has corrected itself. I think it's gone a little too much on the Kings Pelicans. I'm looking at the over there. Haven't quite pulled the trigger yet, but it's, for me, it's over or pass on both of these. Although I know the Bulls Heat played 102-91 last year, but Butler changes things. And in terms of the side, I like the Pelicans. I actually think, as crazy as it sounds, I wonder if it's a flat spot for Sacto. They put so much into that game against the Warriors. They wanted to avenge last year's playoff exit. And now they're on the road against a team that didn't look great. I think the Pelicans, who got hit in the mouth and looked bad against the Lakers, and it was a bad matchup for them, I think they take care of business. They've won all five regular season meetings with the Kings. Now, no Zion, but still, I think it's just a bad matchup for Sacto, who's shorthanded, as we know, without Monk and Herter. I don't think the Kings have the maturity and the backbone to get up off, you know, off a big win like that, go on the road and do it again.
Four games on Saturday, Doug, and I want to get to the last game first because it does feel like it's the marquee one, right? Lakers against the Nuggets, and I know the Nuggets reigning defending. They're the big favorites, over a $3 betting favorite in the series. But if you listen to some people out there, Doug, they seem to believe even in defeat, the Lakers are figuring it out, how to play Denver. Are you buying in that the Lakers are going to make this more competitive than what I see on paper?
Yes, I am buying in. I think the line's too high. I understand AD is banged up. But for this line to be 7, last year it was like 5, 5.5 in game one, and the Lakers were up 20 or something. And I believe we were all together watching that game, or maybe game two a year ago when it was like some sort of golf draft. But I think the Lakers are the second or third best team in the Western Conference. The problem is they're facing the best. And I understand Denver swept them last year, and I understand Denver has won 8 straight meetings. But we cannot, just like we through the ebb and flow of any season in any sport, it's recency bias. Just because we just saw something happen doesn't mean we're going to see the same exact thing happen again moving forward. I think it's trending towards the Lakers. They are what D'Angelo Russell's done the last 3 months of the season, basically since he was on the trading block. He's become like a third weapon, and Austin Reeves is pretty good too. I mean, D'Lo was 5 of 11 from downtown against the Pelicans, and he hit the big three to put them up 4 late when they were only up 1. So there's a lot of weapons, and I think the Lakers have enough to sort of make Jokic maybe just go for 40 or something. I think it's going to be a hard-fought series. I'm not picking the Lakers to win, but 7 is way too much. I know, but it's the short, you know, it's not a short turnaround, but I know that Denver's more well-rested, but I mean, Lakers played on Tuesday to go to Saturday night. It's not that hard for them.
Doug, let's go to Sunday, 4-5 here, Dallas and the Clippers, and it has been one-way traffic on Dallas, not only from the price with the Kawhi injury, but even before that, there was a lot of support for Dallas. 16-2 last 18, they did punt the last two games, so we really don't pay attention to those, but do you think now all of a sudden maybe it's too loaded up on Dallas and maybe the Clippers could be the look here in the series?
I think it's a great point. I think it's fair. I think the Mavs have to win this game if Kawhi is unable to go, because when these two teams, they have two series during the Luka era that they played each other, and it required excellent play by Kawhi to get the Clippers over the hump, and Luka did not have Kyrie like he does now. The Mavericks actually have a defense as well. I know that sounds crazy with Luka and Kyrie on the team, but depending on the sample size, whether it's the last 15 games, the last 18 games, or whatever, they had the number one rated defense in the NBA because they made the acquisitions to get rim protectors of Gafford and PJ Washington, and that perfect complements offensively. So, you know, in terms of around Luka and Kyrie, I think this team's humming, but it's one thing to hum against mediocre to bad basketball teams in the NBA regular season versus the Clippers in a one-on-one matchup. I think the Clippers might go small and mix things up, but if they don't have Kawhi, I'm rolling with the Mavs in game one. They absolutely need this game, and they've been rolling. I really like what I'm seeing with this Dallas squad.
Does that transitive property work for the Pacers against the Bucks, which will be game two after that Mavs and Clippers game? Because no Giannis we know in game one. We don't know about him going forward. So you'd feel like as the Pacers have flipped to a one-point favorite, it's incumbent upon Indiana to get game one here. They know that it might be their one shot without Giannis.
Well, and I think there's some swagger with the Pacers. I mean, I know the teams were different and the coaches were different, but they won 4 of 5. Halliburton taunting Dame a little bit, hitting his watch, his invisible watch.
I know what time it is.
and Siakam has, you know, sort of street cred having won a title, and so does Rick Carlisle having won a title. So this is not Orlando trying to take advantage of Milwaukee without Giannis. This is a Pacers team that thinks they're better. And with their unique sort of offense, right, their number one scoring team in the NBA, they force teams to play their way. I think there's a swagger, and I don't think any team is afraid of Milwaukee anymore. Not only did they lose last year to the Heat, but no Giannis, and this team has obviously not been the, you know, indestructible force that, you know, the team that, like, the Bucks version that won the title. So I think teams smell blood, or, you know, see blood in the water going against this Milwaukee team, and they're going to go on their offensive runs. Like, Bobby Portis is going to turn into vintage Karl Malone for stretches, and Dame will hit his, Lopez will hit his, Beasley's great. But they also give up a lot of points, and I don't think teams are afraid of them, and I think that's half the battle.
Doug, got about 45 seconds left here. You and I were talking last week about the Sixers, that maybe they're the team in the East everybody should kind of watch. They barely get by Miami, but they do get by. Now, Joel Embiid looked like he was a little bit laboring in the second half in that game, didn't leave the paint. So Sixers-Knicks, basically minus 110 on the series price. Do you still have as much faith in the Sixers as maybe we had a week ago?
Yeah, I lean Philly. I think their best is better than the Knicks' best. I just think the New York's going to be more consistent, and it could be ugly games. But then in terms of a game-to-game betting, I'm just going to grab the points every game. I just think this could be one of those zigzag theories and just muck it up, and who knows what Tibbs and Nick Nurse are going to do. But I think it should be a really fun series, and obviously they're division rivals.
Yeah, getting three in game one here for Philadelphia after playing their way into the seventh seed. Doug, appreciate it, man. Thanks for joining us here in the Progressive Guest Line. We'll catch up again soon.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Doug.
There he is, everybody. Doug Kazarian. Give him a follow on X at Doug Kazarian. When we come back, we'll get you ready for your daily morning bets. That's next here on VSiN Tonight.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is VSiN Tonight with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Do not miss out on any of the NBA action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook's got you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use the code VSiN. New customers bet $5, get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's by using the code VSIN only on DraftKings, and the crown can be all yours.
Dave, one correction I got to make. The two series that just got finalized tonight in the NHL playoffs, Vegas-Dallas and the LA Kings-Edmonton, they start Monday.
Oh, and on Monday.
Yeah, we have two series that begin on Saturday. Islanders-Hurricanes in Toronto and Boston. And then four other ones, Tampa Bay, Florida, Washington, New York, Rangers, Colorado, Winnipeg, Nashville, Vancouver, begin on Sunday. So game one, Vegas-Dallas, LA, Edmonton, Monday night.
All set for the second season in the NHL. It's now time to get you ready for your daily morning bets.
This is VSiN's Daily Morning Bets.
Wes, let's start off with a little boxing, shall we? Because, you know, you're looking at this fight coming up. It's in the Barclays on Saturday in Brooklyn. Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia. Devin Haney, a massive favorite. 8-1 favorite. Garcia here, plus 550. If you've been watching and paying attention to the antics of one Ryan Garcia, mm-hmm. you go, where's his head at? This kid's going crazy, right? Devin Haney kind of all business out there. Is there a way that you want to look at this fight? Because to me, as nuts as Ryan Garcia has been leading up to this fight, sometimes craziness is a good thing. Sometimes it ain't. I think it's in the latter category this time. I'm looking at a Haney as a KO prop here, possibly, of getting Ryan Garcia out of there. Do you see this one going deep into the Barclays night?
Yeah, Haney is kind of one of the new guys that's, you know, you really got to watch on the pound for pound ranking. Uh-huh. So this guy, you know, has been absolutely tremendous and really up there, I think, as one of the better young fighters. And, you know, I think that this is a showcase for him. I really do. This is going to be in the Barclays Center on Saturday, where Devin Haney, of course, won the last fight in December by unanimous decision over Regis Prograis, won the WBC super lightweight title, and then, of course, had the WBA super, the WBC, the IBF, the WBO, and the Ring Magazine.
He's getting all the alphabets.
Lightweight titles. So, yeah, he is going to get Ryan Garcia here on Saturday in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center, as I mentioned. Garcia, just the one loss. He did lose to Tank. Gervonta Davis knocked out here last April.
No.
And then beat Oscar Duarte at the Toyota Center down in Houston last December. But I'd lean under 10.5 rounds here. And I think it's plus money about $1.40. That's the way I would go here. I think that this is definitely a showcase for Devin Haney.
Yeah, and again, Ryan, maybe you can maybe eat my words. I'd look to the Haney side and the prop side for a KO to get Garcia out of there, which also would lead your underplay at 10.5. I think both of those are good ways to look at that fight on Saturday night. Two fights we're going to have on the NBA and the hardwood to try to get into the second season as you have your coffee today and make those bets. It's going to be the Bulls against Miami without Jimmy Buckets, no Jimmy Butler. And even if Miami's able to win this one, they're a 1.5 favorite to do so. Report is you're not going to have Jimmy Butler going forward for at least 3 weeks. So, you know, it's a wounded animal in Miami. There can be danger in going up against that. We know Alex Caruso looks like we don't know his status for the Bulls on the other side. Bulls look great against Atlanta. Can they look great against Miami without Jimmy Butler?
Yeah, it's going to be tough for sledding. Even without Jimmy Butler, Miami is still very good defensively. And we know Spo will mix in those zones. They're really tough to score against. So, you know, a couple ways I might play this if you like Miami. I think maybe one way to play this, if you kind of handicap it through the total, which is dropped, DeMar DeRozan under 26.5 points makes a lot of sense to me. I know it was 27.5 early on, but I think it's going to be tough for him to score, and I think that they can make the adjustments accordingly to try to take him away, and that's what Miami is good at doing, is taking, you know, top scores away.
Yep.
Couple other props I might look at that game. Bam Adebayo over his assist. I think you're seeing 4.5 in the market. Miami without Jimmy and also without Rozier, you're going to see Bam, assuming he doesn't get in foul trouble like he did against Philadelphia in the play-in game on Wednesday. He's going to play probably 36 minutes here. So he's the guy that can kind of create. He's a good passer out of
yes.
the paint, you know, looking for open shooters. So I think that would be a way to look at a prop. And maybe also, if you believe in fading and selling at the top of the market, well, who's at the top of the market? The guy that scored 42 points,
Kobe
and that's
White.
Kobe White. So, you know, perhaps points, rebounds, and assist. I'm trying to look up that number.
20.5 of the points for that prop.
Yeah, I think it's 30.5 on points, rebounds, and assists, and that might be the way I would go here, look to the under.
Absolutely. The other game to try to play their way in, the Kings are going to be going to New Orleans. And again, injury concerns here for the Pelicans because no Zion Williamson in this one, as he had to leave late in that Laker loss, and he was putting up a spectacular performance until that injury. Are they good enough? Look, they dominated the Kings in the regular season, but now without Zion, got a win to get in. Kings have flipped to the favorites here. You can understand without Zion in the lineup, 1.5 for Sacramento on the road.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with this game, really, because I obviously the Kings as favorites, it's like, oh, you know, they're due because they've lost 5 in a row to this team. But, you know, Doug Kazarian, who is a guest on our program Thursday night, made a very good case, I think, for the Pelicans here. In terms of who's going to step up, like who's going to replace that scoring for Zion, I think the candidate would probably be Troy Murphy, because not only Zion, but Brandon Ingram only played like, what, 25 minutes? And he only played 23 in the game before on Sunday in the regular season finale. So, look, you got to have spot-up shooters, and the Pelicans' best spot-up shooter is probably Trey Murphy III. So, look at maybe over his points here. I think it's 16.5 or 17.5 is in the market.
Let's look at Major League Baseball and Wes Reynolds' quiz, spot quiz. Who's the hottest team right now in the National League?
The hottest team in the National League would be the New York Mets.
Baby, the Metropolitans.
After Gary Cohen declared him dead when they started 0-6.
He was so mad.
It's like, this is so depressing.
Hey, as a Metropolitan backer, it was depressing. I was with Gary on that. Mets have won 8 of the last 10. The hottest team right now, 1-4 in a row. Braves have also won 4, but the Mets have won 8 of the last 10. Now they're going to take that winning streak out on the left coast here and take on Yoshi Yamamoto and the Dodgers. You can understand why Yamamoto here and the Dodgers are big favorites. Almost a $2 betting favorite against Sean Manaea and the Mets. Can the Mets upset the apple cart and keep this thing rolling and make it 5?
Perhaps they could, but Yamamoto has been a lot better. Remember, he got rocked in his debut in that Korea series, only made it out an inning, gave up 5 earned runs and 4 hits. But ever since then, he's only gone 5 innings because, look, they're trying not to wear him out because the Dodgers are so banged up in terms of their pitching without Kershaw and without Bueller and without the ginger guard, Dustin May. Yep. So they're having to kind of baby these guys a little bit. He's only went 5 innings each in his last 3 starts, but struck out 5 against St. Louis, struck out 8 on the road in Wrigley at Chicago, and then struck out 6 against the Padres, and has gotten wins in 2 of those last 3 starts. Yamamoto, maybe over his strikeouts, especially if it's like 4.5, it would be the way I would look, because he hasn't shown that he can go past 5 innings yet, or they certainly haven't shown that he can go past 5 innings. But now that I'm looking at it, 5.5, a little bit too rich for my blood.
Yeah, if you can get it lower, probably playable, but 5.5 does feel a little bit steep. You know, the last 2 free agents in Major League Baseball this year that were still in the market for the longest time felt like Jordan Montgomery and Blake Snell. They find new places. Jordan's in Arizona, Blake's in San Francisco. They're going to be going up against each other tomorrow night. Gigante's got a nice, easy 5-0 win over the D-backs on Thursday night. They are minus $1.30 to keep that rolling with Snell against Montgomery. What do you make of these two guys? Because, boy, so many teams felt like, if I got to go get one more starter, these were the two guys everybody was talking about.
Yeah, and these two guys, especially Blake Snell, has been pretty shaky in his first 2 starts. Only went 3 innings against the Washington Nationals, only went 4 innings at Tampa Bay. And they're trying to keep his pitch count limited to like 75 pitches, but that's what Blake Snell does. He always struggles to start the season. He tries to like work those corners.
A lot of walks.
Walks too many guys.
Yep.
And then kind of you get into the early summertime and then into the fall, obviously, and he starts to be a different pitcher. So a little bit of money on Montgomery, but this is Montgomery's debut. Hadn't pitched since the World Series in October 28th.
Wow.
First start for the Snakes. Can't think that he's going to maybe go all that deep into the game, because I think, you know, this might be if we get 5 innings out of him, then that's it.
Kind of with the Yamamoto thought, right?
Yes.
You just kind of bring him in slowly here since we haven't seen Montgomery in so long.
Yeah. So, look, I could see bullpens getting heavy usage for both these teams.
Yeah, I think that's a really good way to handicap those 2 West Coast games here between the Giants and the D-backs and my Metropolitans and those Dodgers. A lot of fun, Wes Reynolds, for the last 3 hours. Appreciate you as always, and I'll step in and do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thanks to Dan Moneyline Miller, everybody behind the glass here at VSiN. Cash some tickets. We'll see you tomorrow night here on VSiN Tonight.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.